Impressive work, Ms. Vance. That is a question with a multitude. Perhaps what I am is not as important as what I can offer you in exchange for coming all this way. Some believe the fate of our worlds is inflexible. My employers disagree. They authorize me to nudge things in a particular direction from time to time. What would you want nudged, Miss Vance? Ah, that would be a considerably large nudge. Too large, given the interests of my employers. What if I could offer you something you don't know you want? Unless... good. As a consequence of your action, this entity will continue, and this entity will not. You are aware that you've proven yourself to be of extraordinary value. Unless you were to take matters into your own hands, a previous hire has been unable or unwilling to perform the tasks laid before him. We have struggled to find a suitable replacement until now. I'm afraid you misunderstand the situation, Miss Vance. Release your father, Miss Vance. Your glove, Miss Vance. We are in the future. This is the moment where you watch your father die. Gordon Freeman. Miss Vance, you wouldn't need all that to imprison Gordon Freeman.
Rise and shine, Mr. Freeman. Rise and shine. Not that I wish to imply you have been sleeping on the job. No one is more deserving of a rest, and all the effort in the world would have gone to waste until... well, let's just say your hour has come again. The right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world. So wake up, Mr. Freeman. Wake up and smell the ashes.
Time, Dr. Freeman? Is it really that time again? It seems as if you only just arrived. You've done a great deal in a small time span. You've done so well, in fact, that I've received some interesting offers for your services. Ordinarily, I wouldn't contemplate them, but these are extraordinary times. Rather than offer you the illusion of free choice, I will take the liberty of choosing for you. If and when your time comes round again. I do apologize for what must seem to you an arbitrary imposition, Dr. Freeman. I trust it will all make sense to you in the course of... well, I'm really not at liberty to say. In the meantime, this is where I get off. We'll see about that, Dr. Freeman. I realize this moment may not be the most convenient for a heart-to-heart, but I had to wait until your friends were otherwise occupied. There was a time they cared nothing for Miss Vance, when their only experience of humanity was a crowbar coming at them down a steel corridor. When I plucked her from Black Mesa, I acted in the face of objections that she was a mere child and of no practical use to anyone. I have learned to ignore such naysayers when quelling them was out of the question. Still, I am not one to squander my investments, and I remain confident she was worth far more than the initial appraisal. That's why I must now extract from you some small repayment owed for your own survival. See her safely to White Forest, Dr. Freeman. I wish I could do more than keep an eye on you, but I have agreed to abide by certain restrictions. Well, now, listen carefully, my dear. When you see your father, relay these words. Prepare for unforeseen consequences. Oh, no, Freeman. Come back. Come back here now. Get back here. Oh, not for long. Not this time. Well,